Randy.
Hey, Randy. It's Amy Nelson. Is this a better time for you?
Who's Amy Nelson?
With Local Splash?
I know Amy.
Oh, your character.
So anyway, yeah, okay. I'm doing a job, but I'm going to the vehicle. It's 86 right here, and turn on the air conditioning, and then we'll talk. Okay, so tell me, it's costing $290, right?
Correct. If you let it go month to month, it's going to be the $299. If you choose to do the 3-month, contract, then that's going to bring it down to about $210 a month, but it's paid in the upfront lump sum of $700.
Okay, so
now I did a deep dive on your account, and I went over and reviewed all of the notations from our team here about changes that needed to be made, and when you would call in and perhaps request us to change like location or different things that we did go ahead and take care of. I also did a deep dive into your client dashboard. Are you active on your client dashboard?
Do I have any clients on my client dashboard?
So your client dashboard is how you access all of the Local Splash information. This is where I went in to access the competitor calls, and it's also where I access quite a few calls that were coming in directly to you. Some of those messages were via email, people looking for your services, things like that. So when we send you an email or we send you a text
message.
How many
times did you send me an email?
I'm sorry, what?
How many times did you send me an email? Because I only remember a handful.
Well, we send emails pretty regularly. Every time you get a lead, we send it over. So I'm looking at your email dashboard right here, and it shows me that we sent you where it actually says, like, hey, this is a lead, somebody that's either called, emailed, or texted into you. 7-7 was the last one, 6-30, 6-15, 6-16, 6-9, 6-2, 5-26, 5-16. Like, there's a lot of these, and it goes on back as far as when the leads are coming in. And it
so I guess I am not accessing that to get those leads, because I definitely have not got those leads.
Yeah, something's definitely going on with this, because when you said that you hadn't been getting the leads, I'm like not understanding what happened. So I'm thinking that it's just that you need education on the client dashboard, which is an easy fix. We have we have multiple tools to be able to do that. We have a YouTube tutorial. We also can have somebody actually walk you through the client dashboard when you're not in the field and you're on the dashboard and we're on the dashboard and show you how to use the features. In fact, I can even do it myself, hop on a video call with you if you want. But there are a lot of different things that have come through. But one thing that I do notice absolutely that would help to better get you even more clients is to have some reviews. We need to get some 5-star reviews. Some of the clients, some of the people that you have serviced, friends, family, we need to get some reviews up there. And we have a few tools to help you get reviews as well. So reviews is really going to push this over the top, but you have been getting leads. I don't know how come
I just haven't gotten them to me to make them into money.
Right, exactly. So that's what we got to work on. We got to work on the conversion, right? The conversion is where this needs to happen. If you have the opportunity where they're actually calling into you directly and or connecting with you via email, via text message, the different things, then this is going to put it into the ability to convert. Now, yes, we do see the toll-free calls that have come from some of our competitors, and we have since blocked them. The different type of sales calls that you may have received and stuff like that. But I do see how this has great opportunity to work for you in a very, very profitable manner.
So how much have I spent with Local
fine so far.
So when I went in, and I was very surprised to see that you actually went in with some Google Ads as well. I wasn't aware of that. So you did that with one of my...
That was a big waste of money.
Yeah, you did that with one of my... twice you did that with one of my coworkers, a couple of my coworkers. It looks like you went in with them and you did some Google Ads a couple of different times. So overall with the Google Ads, you spent a total of $1,600 with them. The package that I had sold you on, the package that I had set up for you, was that 6-month prepaid package, which was the $1,300. And what that broke down to is about $216 a month for all of the services.
And you didn't know that they called me to set up the Google thing?
I did not know that they called you and upsold you. No, I was not.
I thought
aware.
They told me that you had told them to call, that you were too busy, and that they were acting on your behalf.
If I was out of the office, which I did, when I look at the times of when you were sold, I actually took a vacation to go meet, like, my long-lost sister in Alabama. I really think that was the time when the conversation happened, and they would call on my behalf instead of me. I, like, reroute my messages and contacts over to them so nobody gets ignored, and that's probably why they contacted you instead of me taking care of it directly.
I believe $1,600. I did not get one. I saw the ads, but I didn't get one.
Right.
You know, one of the reasons I didn't in the beginning was they targeted the whole wrong area. Mm-hmm. And it took me like 2 months to get them to understand. You know, I'd call them up and they said they'd fix it and it would never be fixed. And they were targeting a real little tiny community. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing in that little tiny community, maybe 25 homes.
Right.
And so I finally got them to understand that they need to target a different area. But in doing that, that cost me a lot of money. So I guess I need to decide, do I want to gamble another $700 on something that hasn't worked for me?
Right. Well,
that's from that.
I do believe that this definitely has worked for you. I do believe that it will continue to work for you.
Well, for whatever reason, it hasn't worked for me because I haven't gotten any revenue. Now, whether it's my fault or your fault, to me, that really doesn't matter. What matters is I spent $3,000 for nothing.
Okay.
So that's where I'm coming from.
I understand where you're coming from. Absolutely. And that's why I took this to our team to see exactly what was going on, where the downfall was. Again, I do believe that we can put you where you want to be. And this has brought in some. I mean, you said you got 4 or 5 that have paid jobs from this. There are call recordings of different people that you've spoken with. You know, you're showing up, you're doing their striping, you're doing their driveways, different things that we listen to make sure that they weren't all just competitor calls. But at the end of the day, this is keeping your Google listing where it needs to be on the front page of Google. This is going to put your company into a better position than to be without it. And additional to that, once we get the reviews up there, this is going to be even more profitable to you because those 5-star reviews are only going to help and support this position. Now, the other thing that you look at is all the marketing is a 100% tax write-off on your end of your business taxes. So while you have invested quite a bit of dollars into this, I know that you said from like October, September-ish, you actually would close the business down until the springtime because there's no striping going on, there's no asphalt work going on at that time, right?
Right.
And we have that seasonal pause where you're able to pause it completely and you...
So what happens to the website during that time?
Nothing. It stays up and running. Everything stays up and running. The Facebook ads are not running because we actually pay for those Facebook ads and we're not going in and making continual updates and changes. We just hit the pause button. Now, nothing bad happens to the website. It doesn't have a banner across it. It doesn't go down, any of those things. It literally just hits the pause button.
I see. Okay. Well, you've given me the information I wanted, so I will give me a couple days to think about this. When is my time up? The 30th?
Correct. Your time's up on the 30th. We need to make, if you're going to make change or adjustment, we ask for notice 3 days ahead. So we'd ask that you would let us know by the 27th, which is actually a Saturday. So the 26th is Friday.
Okay. Okay. I will, if I haven't contacted you by then, call me back and I'll let you know.
Okay. All right. Thank you for your time, Randy.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.